I am thinking today about speech, not the articulation, not the rhythm or pitch. I am thinking about content and the conviction placed on me by the Bible's book of James. First chapter tells me to be quick to listen, slow to speak. The third chapter cautions of the potential deadly force of the tongue, unable to be tamed. Oh, how the tongue can get me into trouble, and more than trouble, can cause injury to others. Words once spoken are like the mystical genie, once out of the bottle, unable to be forced back in. Although I can apologize or attempt to explain, there is no erasing. Our spoken words seem to be constantly monitored. How many times this past year have you said the words, "Are we muted?" while on a Zoom call? Or you say that woman's name, you know, the one that is always listening, even when you were talking about someone else named A-L-E-X-A, Alexa. We hear politicians, news anchors, sportscasters, and public address announcers surprised by a hot mic. Or maybe you speak thoughts aloud to yourself. Confession. When you think no one else is listening, then surprised when someone else in the household says, "I heard that," busted. How much trouble could be avoided if we at least attempted to tame our tongues? Pausing for a moment of certainty before we allow hurtful words to escape from our mouths. Maybe it isn't so different today. Perhaps our thoughts, both spoken and silent, have always been monitored by God, far beyond 2 minutes more.